And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 23rd of April, 2025. April 23rd is International Polis Cat Day, also called Manuel, Step Cat, or Rock Wild Cat. Polis cats are well-furred cats from the cold Asian steppes. Most of them live in Central Asia, Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and northern India, to central China, Mongolia, and southern Russia. Their fluffy coats are usually gray, silver, or brown, with markings similar to those of snow leopards. Polis cats possess exceptionally dense fur, one of the thickest among all feline species. This dense coat serves as crucial insulation against the extreme cold of their native habitats in Central Asia's rocky and mountainous regions. The fur density is so high that it not only covers their body, their tails, and even the soles of their feet, providing added warmth and protection. This adaptation allows them to endure temperatures as low as minus 50 degrees Celsius, enabling survival in some of the harshest climates on Earth. The small cat with a lot of attitude has been called the world's most enigmatic and charming wild feline. They are known for their expressive faces and elusive natures. They are crepuscular, doing most of their hunting around dawn and dusk. Polis cats differ from other small felines by having round pupils instead of the typical vertical slits seen in most small cat species. This distinctive feature aligns them more closely with larger wild cats like lions and tigers, who also have round pupils. Vertical slit pupils are generally associated with nocturnal predators that require precise depth perception, whereas round pupils are more common in animals active during dawn and dusk. They were named after Peter Simon Polis, a German botanist and naturalist. Polis dedicated much of his life to discovering unique species of flora and fauna. He provided a detailed description of this elusive feline, unaware it was an undocumented species. His observations became foundational for scientific records on this mysterious and solitary cat. Interestingly, cats that roar don't purr, and cats that purr do not roar. On the roar side, we find the lion, tiger, and jaguar. The purr team includes domestic cats, bobcats, cougars, and of course, the polis cat. Polis cats are natural recluses. Unlike their domestic cousins, they have no interest in teaching us to bring them treats and catnip, and actually just prefer to stay away from us in general. They weren't even captured in photographs until 2012, highlighting their secretive lifestyle. However, they have been known to man for thousands of years and are found in the oral traditions of Tibet and Mongolia. They often appear in Himalayan tribal art and are sometimes depicted as tricksters. In many yak herders' songs, the polis cat is seen as a spirit guarding mountain passes. Polis cats face numerous threats, such as habitat fragmentation due to overgrazing of livestock and conversion to arable land, mining, prey depletion, hunting for their fur, and demand as exotic pets. Rodent control programs have added strain to the species. To make matters worse, they are difficult to breed in captivity, but zoos in Russia, North America, Japan, and Europe have captive breeding programs. And today, from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, join Food and Water Watch for a film screening of The Jungle, followed by a talkback with director Matt Weschler. Unraveling centuries of greed and exploitation in America's meat industry, this modern-day take on Upton Sinclair's shocking 1906 novel calls into question the profiteering of ecosystems and reveals how indigenous knowledge may hold the key to creating an equitable food system for both people and the planet. Find the link for this online event in today's show notes. And here is a Taoist poem by Meng Haoran. All my life I have respected true reclusion, for days on end sought spiritual mysteries. There are many pure notes in pines and streams. These moss-grown walls are wrapped in a feeling of antiquity. How I would like to retire to this very mountain, casting off both self and world alike. a poem by Meng Haoran. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that every day is the right day to care for animals.